For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Earlier this year, there was a fight in Tennessee over hair. Yes, hair. Lawmakers voted to relax licensing requirements for hair braiders, a trade dominated by African American women. Some say the loosened regulations have opened the door for new business opportunities, but as WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, others worry it's undermining the integrity of the industry.
Hello, ladies. Come on in.
Night classes starting at the Institute for Braiding and Natural Hair in Cordova.
There will be no music playing today. No talking.
No talking because instructor Tamisha Effinger is about to proctor a mock test.
And welcome to your practical state board examination.
The test includes completing six distinct braiding techniques on a plastic mannequin's head, from cornrows to box braids. The students also demonstrate first aid for accidental scrapes or cuts.
Your time was 42 minutes.
For students like Kanisha Pryor, the skills are important, but so is the license. She wants to open her own salon.
It's not just a piece of paper. It's kind of like, you know, I studied this, I mastered it, I could tell somebody else something great.
But a new law that took effect last July means students like Pryor no longer need a license to own or work in a salon. It exempts braiders from the 300-hour training requirement to become a natural hair stylist. Now all that's needed is a 16-hour sanitation course, a state registration, and a posted sign that says they're not licensed. Instructors like Effinger say watering down regulations erodes the professional standards and specialized knowledge that should be required of all natural hairstylists.
Some people didn't know that low iron and vitamin D deficiency can cause your hair to fall out. Some people don't know that when you drop your comb on the floor, you're not supposed to pick it back up and use it.
Hairstylist Anya Parker, who's been braiding for 15 years, says well-trained stylists can advise clients on scalp diseases and prevent hair loss from over-tight braids, also called tension alopecia.
People in our community actually make fun of it. There's a lot of women who are walking around that don't have any hair around the outer edges of their hair.
The Tennessee Black Caucus voted against the legislation, passed largely by Republican lawmakers who said it would create new business opportunities. Representative Antonio Parkinson says it ignores issues of safety.
The Black community, they want the protections. They want the protections, and they want the oversight, and they want the accountability, you know, when it comes to their hair.
About half of all states do not license hair braiders. So far, 92 people have registered as hair braiders in Tennessee since the new law took effect. Only a third of that number have opted for the complete natural hairstyling license. Roxana Gamusio, executive director of the Tennessee State Board of Cosmetology and Barber Examiners, says a hair braiding registration makes economic sense for people with little time, or even those doing time. The sanitation class is being taught in some prisons as a way to help women monetize a skill.
They often see that braiding is a common thing that people would like to do or are already planning on doing and unlicensed, and they're helping them complete the 16 hours of training while they're there.
Back in the 1990s, Deborah Nuttall opened a salon in Memphis when Tennessee required her to have a cosmetology license, which she says was expensive and unnecessary.
We don't want to do chemicals. We don't want to do perm. So why would I be in a salon doing a perm when I'm supposed to be a braider?
Because of regulations, she moved her salon to North Mississippi, but she plans to now reopen in Memphis under the new law here.
Give us a fair chance and let us do what we do and then see the results.
What does she want to call her new salon? Dee Nuttall's New Generation. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.